After more than a century as a family-owned department store chain, Belk has agreed to sell to a New York-based private equity firm later this year for about $3 billion. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
Even with the economy growing, the department store industry is shrinking because consumers are buying online.
The department store segment is bad. It's going to stay bad. It's been losing market share for years. That's going to accelerate.
Retail consultant Howard Davidowitz.
I think the Belk management did a good job, and they sold out at exactly the right time.
Belk's buyer, Sycamore Partners, will take control of the company's almost 300 stores. Private equity firms often lay off employees and restructure companies to achieve profitability, but Davidowitz says Belk's not the problem, it's the sector.
It's not a company that's in crisis. It's not a company that has to be restructured. But with the debt that's going to be added, suddenly it's going to be a company losing a lot of money. So there has to be something done.
Belk says it'll continue to operate under its own name, retain CEO Tim Belk, with no planned closures of stores or the Charlotte headquarters. Davidowitz thinks it's a bad deal for the buyer. Richard Callings thinks it's a good one. He's a senior writer at financial news site The Deal. Both agree that any profit will come from Belk's main asset, its stores, the actual physical locations. They're valued at more than $1 billion. Here's Callings.
They could do something with the real estate that generates, you know, like another billion, and they could have already made back the equity, the cash they sunk into the business. I mean, they'll make money off of this probably, you know, as soon as they monetize the real estate. It almost doesn't matter if they can't find an exit for it.
An exit meaning flip the company to another buyer. Short term, Sycamore could sell Belk store properties and then lease them back. The private equity firm has focused on apparel companies, taking stakes in Talbot's, Nine West, and Coldwater Creek. Collins says it's too early to tell how many of those will pan out. Sycamore also owns an apparel manufacturer, Mast, which could take over production of Belk's in-house brands, which could lower the company's cost on what were almost a third of Belk's sales last year. However Sycamore chooses to proceed, Charlotte's homegrown department store giant no longer controls its own fate. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.